Good afternoon. My name is Fernando. I will do the moderating today. Please stay in prayer for Tim. He has been sick this week. Seems like he has some stomach problems, and he couldn't come today. And I think in his family, it's going around in his family, so I think the whole house needs prayer. So please pray for Tim as we worship. And I'm sure he knows we're praying for him. So, and then there was a moderators meeting today, but I think Pastor Kevin went, but hasn't come back. So we'll hear from. Okay, December 15th. So we'll be up in the living room in the Smilka. The 15th. And next week is the bazaar, so please remember that to come early. I think there is not going to be lunch, but it's going to be some food will be selling during the bazaar, so you can come and have lunch, at least eat whatever the kids and the members prepare. And I don't think there's any other. The church in Hatsukaichi is going well. They did the ceremony a couple of weeks ago, and the construction is going well. So keep praying for the safety of the construction. It's a wooden construction, so it's step by step. So we need to pray for the builders that everything goes well one step at a time. So, and if there's anything you wanted to be prayed for or someone you share, please come in and share with us. At the end of the service, if you would like to be prayed by yourself, just something special that you wanted to be prayed for, Pastor Chris or Pastor Kevin will be happy to pray with you in private if you have something to request. If not, then we just I'll just give a minute to you to think about it and share what the Lord is doing in your life. And it's always encouraging because you won't believe what has happened in my life or what I'm hoping it will happen, but it might have something to do with your life. And we're walking in Christ, so as we sung, like, as Jesus walked with us. So please come and share your walk.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grace. Today I want to read a scripture for you. And I thought about this scripture this week because, you know, I thought about Thanksgiving Day, which is just about, it was 2 weeks in this week, in the past week, 2 weeks to Thanksgiving Day. And I just thought, I've never done this, but I know my friends on Facebook or in Kenya who do this. Just taking time to thank God for the things he has done in your life, or the things that you have. Kind of, you just don't pray, ask anything to God. You just give thanks to him only. And you just count all the endless things that God has done or you have in your life that you're really grateful for. So I decided to try to do this. 2 weeks to Thanksgiving Day, I just write in my journal things that I'm thankful for that day, every day for the next 14 days. And I've never done this, but I'm just realizing I have too many things to be thankful for. They may even exceed that day, but it's good to sit down and just give thanks to God. This is a month to give thanks to God. Just see what God has done. Just thank him for what you already have. I know we have needs, like myself. I'm asking God, what am I going to do from April, you know? I want a new job or something like that. But God just told me, just don't ask for anything. Just thank me. Look back what I've done for you. Look at what you already have. Coming from a developing country, I know what we go through back home and how I live a comfortable life in Japan, you know. Back in my country, we don't have water in our house, flowing water, you know. We don't have gas, we don't have electricity. You know, the things I just enjoy here in Japan and take for granted, and probably you have them in your country, so you don't really feel the difference, but I feel a lot of difference. And so I've just decided to sit down and every day write down the things that I want to thank God for. And two scriptures came to my mind, and of course one of the scriptures is what you already know, Psalms 100 verse 4, which says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name." And then the other scripture that I have, this was my mom's favorite scripture. My mom was an elementary school teacher, and I thank God for the freedom of religion in my country. We even have a subject called Christian religious education. So my mom was like the teacher of that subject. So we were actually able to read Bibles at school, and those are some of the things we are grateful for, that we can do that, and something like that in Japan, at least at this point, it cannot be heard of. But what my mother used to do, in Kenyan schools, especially elementary schools, in the morning, when you gather for the parade, you have time to pray and read the Bible. So my mom used to be the leader of that session. So she'll be the teacher who'll be in charge of reading a scripture that morning and leading the children in prayer, like every morning before we separate to our different classes. There's one verse she really liked to read, and most of her students whom we know, like people whom she taught through primary school, they also tell us she used to read this verse to them. So today I just want to read this scripture with you. That's all I want to read with you, and I want you to do this with me. This is what my mom used to do, and kind of I really be doing what she used to do. It's Psalms 136. So it keeps repeating, "His love endures forever." So would you mind reading for me, "His love endures forever," and I read the other part? This is exactly what my mom used to do on parade. She'll read the first part and the children will read the second part, because you don't need a Bible to read that one. So please help me to read the second part and I'll be reading the first part. It's just a whole list of things to be grateful for what God has done. So, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good forever. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights? His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day? His love endures forever. The moon and the stars to govern the night? His love endures forever. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt? His love endures forever. And brought Israel out from among them? His love endures forever. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm? His love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea asunder? His love endures forever. And brought Israel through the midst of it? His love endures forever. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea? His love endures forever. To him who led his people through the desert? His love endures forever. Who struck down great kings? His love endures forever. And killed mighty kings? His love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites? His love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan? His love endures forever. And gave their land as an inheritance. His love endures forever. An inheritance to his servant Israel. His love endures forever. To the one who remembered us in our low estate, his love endures forever. And freed us from our enemies, his love endures forever. And who gives food to every creature, his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, his love endures forever. Amen. Thank you.
there is any, let me see, the bulletin, do you have the bulletin? There's any list? We always post in the bulletin some prayers and requests. So if you like to be posted, something that you cannot mention here, you don't remember now, you can give it to us. We're making the bulletin between Michelle, Cindy, Jim, and I. So we can take your request if you like us to post something for you. And if you want to help too, that'll be great if anybody willing to try to make the bulletin. We have a template. All you had to do is fill up some spaces, and Michelle always puts comics. That's really fun. And Jim puts different things. I post different things. So it's a kind of personalized bulletin every week. We don't have a regular bulletin in the church. It's really fun to work out with it. So we have here opening the of the subject that Christopher prayed opened. Oh, okay. So for Christopher, Michelle's son, let's continue praying for him. And for all our sons are away, if you're familiar with this church, Tim, Jim, and I, and Michelle, we have children almost the same age. And they're going away and they're doing their things. So please pray for our children, that God guides them and protect them and give them the wisdom to do their studies well. Josh and Grace are in Tokyo. Yeah. And they follow the Lord, yeah, to them to follow the Lord and to go to church. I'm very excited. My son, my older son, Ryoken, is coming back in a week and a half. I really miss him. It's going to be a sad turning back because he wanted to spend time with his grandparents and he couldn't. And that was going to be a very hard time, but that's okay. We'll have time to pray and to talk. And this year has been hard for us in my house. But I want to praise the Lord, and I just want to ask you to pray for my mom. She's a diabetic. And she's having a teeth problem, but she also has a light blood, so she cannot be treated by the regular doctor. She has to have a special doctors because of the bleeding. So, but she wants to take one tooth, and that's really dangerous for her. So I wanted to ask for prayers for my mom. She's already 88, and then so it'll be really risky for her. So just pray for that. And my father is doing good. He calls me sometimes. I call him sometimes. He's 91. And he's doing well. He say I'm okay. So I resigned that I will not see him again alive. So I don't think I have time to see him. But I praise the Lord that I can call him and talk to him. So I hope you have time and spend with your parents and tell them how much you care for them. I had a long period of my life, 24 years, I didn't talk to my father. I don't know if you ever have that, but I don't wish anybody any time that you don't talk to your parents. And I praise the Lord now that he gave it back to me. Actually, by me becoming Christian, he gave me my father back after 24 years. And we became so good friends. So he calls me and I call him. And it's great. So I'm just encouraging you to talk to your parents. That's all I'm doing. I know you're away. And it's good for you to contact them. Okay? Don't lose contact with your parents. Another prayer. I just want to share with you also. Our business is a restaurant. It's really busy, and it's very tiring these days. And then when I'm the board's tired, I just try to pray. But all of a sudden, it comes a blessing. And Japanese usually talk anything, but they come foreigners and things. And I'm in the very tired sometimes, and it has happened many times, so I wanted to share with you. Because I was talking in the morning with a member of the Japanese service, and he said, why don't you just pray in the Sai and find quiet place? And I said, yes, I try to find quiet places and to be quiet, because I'm very tense all the time. But I also thought about, while I'm working, sometimes it just happened to be a Christian in front of me. And he or she says, you're blessed, or praise the Lord, or thanks God, or something. They just give a little word. And then when they go, maybe I don't get to talk, I'm so busy. And I'm thinking just a customer, just a regular person. And I'm like so tired, and like, and they go in, so this going, and they stand up and they say, God bless you. And I go like, thank you, because nobody from nowhere says that in Japan, you know. But it's just that word, and they just say, God bless you, and goodbye, and just like, thank you. Or they say, how did you get here? And I tell them my story, and they go like, you were blessed. And I go like, yes, thank you. So I just want to share with you like that, those little things that just very insignificant you might say to somebody. Don't hesitate to say a blessing to anyone. No matter if you know or you don't know if they're Christians or not, but bless them anyway. If you say goodbye, God bless you. Or you say whatever good thing you hear, you say, God bless you. It was a blessing. And then they'll know that you're praising God, the Most High, and that's all we need to do. So if you have any other prayers, requests, or yeah.
Praise for the husband of my friend, Hyoko.
Hyoko.
Successful operation.
Hyoko? Oh, praise the Lord.
So okay. Right now, they're still in Okayama. Maybe in a week, they will be moving back to Hiroshima.
Hyoko? Hiroko. Hidetomo.
So the wife is Kiyoko.
Kiyoko.
Yeah, Kiyoko is my friend. She was in this church. I invited her before.
Okay.
So she sometimes comes during events here.
All right.
Okay, so praise. And she's saying thank you for everyone.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Yeah. And
yeah.
I have a friend here, Trisha.
Trisha. Oh, welcome. First time?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you from the Philippines? Okay, thank you. Okay, yes. Okay, praise the Lord. Remember last time I asked for prayer for Paul. Remember Paul? He was a guy from New Jersey. He also is an English teacher, and there's two Filipinos working with him. And one of them is looking for a church. Two, Paul and the other are looking for church, so pray for those English, the newcomers. We have a lot of English teachers come to Japan, and they looking for churches, so pray for that if they can find us or find the church for the people that are coming to Japan. So, okay. Kevin, there was not any report from the meeting? No? Nothing?
Nothing,
okay.